beach.
Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, as I mentioned, we've had to do some shuffling. We are carrying the live announcement, Prime Minister Mark Carney and Danielle Smith, around 11:35. I say around. That's the time. That's the time that they're giving us, whether or not they're on time. That's always to be determined. Who we were going to talk to then, we've actually bumped up to be able to chat with now, because we did a segment very similar to this one last year, just ahead of the Victoria Day long weekend. Weather situation, granted, was a little bit better last year, but this is the time of year when people are thinking about putting the boat back in the lake. And that is a great time to bring John Mazkow onto the show. He's the commanding officer and director of operations for Amphibious Response Support Unit 1. And like he did last year, he brought his canine partner with him, canine Gustav, who is Saskatchewan's only active water rescue canine. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Hard to believe. I mean, we're saying we're in boating season, but the weather doesn't feel like it.
It's not looking too promising outside right now, unfortunately.
You were actually just at the ledge not that long ago with that incredible simulator you've got. What was that all about?
Indeed. So we had an opportunity to kickstart Safe Boating Awareness Week, which starts tomorrow, by the way.
Right.
And we were able to do this at the Saskatchewan Legislature in front of folks just ahead of the assembly session, which was really interesting and giving them an opportunity to have a look through it.
I love that your simulator. I had the chance to sit in it at one of the shows at Prairieland in Saskatoon. Tell people what it is.
Yeah. So, basically what we did as an organization, we paired up with, virtual marine leading simulator providers, globally. Yeah. And, what we did was we took their simulator and we built this into a mobile platform. This is just like, the experience is just like operating a boat. What we can do is we simulate various conditions, whether that be pulling off of a boat launch, weather conditions, you name it. And it really helps, boaters to gain skills in a controlled environment. So you wouldn't really want to put people out in a boat like in yesterday's weather. But we can certainly simulate that in a safe environment. And that's the goal of the simulator.
It is amazing to me. Like when I sat in the chair in your simulator and you said, okay, it's a nice sunny day, but the wind's going to pick up a bit. And it's just amazing how you're surrounded by these screens. It feels like you're in a boat. This has got to be a great learning tool for people who are maybe wanting to get their boating license.
Absolutely. Yeah. To them, to professionals that are out on the water, like our law enforcement partners, our first responders, we have various scenarios that kind of tailor for all of these different groups. It's certainly an experience, and we welcome folks to be in contact with us to take a session or two on the simulator.
I was going to say, you offer the ability. They can go to your website, which is arsu.ca. They can go there and actually register for lessons.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, May long weekend. People are putting their boats in their water. First of all, has anything changed? Has there been any legislative changes?
There have. So something interesting that just came into effect in the end of the year was the boat or vessel registration, which is also known as the PCL or pleasure craft license. Up until the 1st of January, that was something that folks would go on online. They would register their boat. And there was an expiry date for it. The importance of the registration is in the event that there's an emergency, we find a boat out on the water, and there's no one inside. We need to follow a set of protocols whereby we're looking for the owner to find out, did someone drown? Did someone fall out of the boat? Was the boat stolen? Is there anything else there? Now, that registration system has changed, and now that the registration is for a 5-year period, and everyone is required to register their vessels. One of the requirements of the Canada Shipping Act is to have their vessels registered. And it does come with a $24 fee for the 5-year period. We would urge people to visit the Transport Canada website and do a search under PCL or boat registration.
Mm-hmm. John Mazkow is my guest. He is the commanding officer, director of operations for Amphibious Response Support Unit 1, talking about boating safety. You know, I think about, we grew up, my dad loved to boat. We've had a boat my whole life, but I remember him saying, particularly in the spring, the first few times you're in the water, be careful because you could have floating logs over the winter. There's a variety of things. So that first launch in the spring is one that you have to be extra vigilant.
That's right. And that's typically the time where we as an organization get call outs to boaters in distress, right, that maybe their boats have, they're not operating. They get stranded out in the middle of a lake, and we're now providing some assistance, whether it be towing them or assisting them with their boat and getting and starting to get that running. So certainly a busy time for us. But the other thing is the water temperature. We're still in the single digits in all of our lakes and rivers across Saskatchewan, and cold water can kick in very quickly. It's a cold water shock and hypothermia. So that's something else to be mindful for when heading out on the water or going in the water.
Right. Are there some common misconceptions or mistakes that you see regularly that people make when it comes to boats in the water?
There are. There are a couple of things. First, the first one being the lack of preparedness a lot of times, and not knowing where their safety equipment is, how to use their safety equipment. Some misconceptions around personal watercraft or jet skis, as we know them. That is an important one because under youth under the age of 16 years, regardless of their supervision, may not operate a watercraft, a personal watercraft, or a jet ski.
Right.
Something that a lot of people don't quite realize. There's also horsepower restrictions. Anything over 10 horsepowers, you have to be over the age of 12. So there are age restrictions on horsepowers as well for youth. In fact, youth aged between 12 and 15 with no direct supervision can only operate a boat that has a motor that is up to 40 horsepowers. So few things to remember.
Right.
You can folks can find all of this information on the various websites or turning to us as well.
Right. Do we have good compliance with people getting their boater's license?
So the boater's license, we found, yes. So the license, when it comes to the individual, which is an online process, takes a few hours to go online. The other side, which is the vessel registration, not so much.
Not as much compliance.
Not as much compliance. We're seeing that people, maybe they don't register changes of their boat.
Right.
They have a new address. They've done some things. So that is quite interesting there. But again, something that we can assist with. And if there are inquiries about this, folks just reaching out to us and we'll help them out as best as we can.
John Mazkow again is my guest. And I mentioned he brought his canine partner, Gustav, who's always very popular. Is he 7 years old now?
He is seven, yes.
So he is the only active water rescue canine in Saskatchewan. What kind of what breed of dog is he?
So Gustav is a Portuguese water dog. Mm-hmm. He's a purebred Portuguese. And he's been with our team ever since he was 8 weeks old. He lives with me, and he's just the best canine partner I could ever imagine.
And he is a water rescue dog who has saved some people.
That's right. So we have he has had four successful deployments in saving lives in his career. Some first responders don't have that under their belt, but he has been deployed a number of times. He has had four successful such deployments, and it's been really great to see his work and how he evolves with the team.
Sure. Well, John, before we're done, I mean, we often, when we have you in, we talk about safety. We encourage people to go to your website, arsu.ca. But you like to have fun out there as well. And I know you're the mastermind or one of the planners behind the fourth annual Echo Lake Plywood Regatta. That's coming up July 11th.
That is right.
What is that all about?
So it's a family event, and it's geared towards water sports, water safety, anything to do with the water. But we also bring in a number of organizations and agencies into this water fest component. Mm-hmm. So we have teams that that build boats out of plywood that we supply. It's kind of a team bonding, team building event. Yeah. And in the background, we have all of these different types of activities going on for our visitors. It's just a fun day out on the lake, and we encourage people to come out to Echo Valley Provincial Park on the Echo Lake side. Mm-hmm. That is July the 11th. And we would also like to welcome a few more teams. So if somebody would like to enter a team, They can find out more information on our website, reaching out to us, and we hope to have
lots
a really good
event. I'm going to try and get out there for July 11th. I know you and I chatted about it. I didn't make it last year, but I'm hoping this year I'll be able to be there.
We've got a spot for you there.
And we're looking forward to. I'm not promising to ride in a plywood boat. I'm just saying I'll come to watch the fun unfold.
We really want to see you out there and really welcome you and your family.
Awesome.
It'll be a great event. As per all of the years that it's been going on, and we'd just like to see a lot of people come out.
John, I appreciate you coming in. Thanks for bringing Gustav again as well.
Thank you so much.
John Mazkow, who is, again, Commanding Officer, Director of Operations for Amphibious Response Unit 1, and that website, again, arsu.ca. Take a break. We'll be right back with It's Eden Time here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.